like.
Okay, we'll reconvene the meeting. We're going to kind of finish this conversation and then we're going to recess. So, Representative Wilt, you were the one who was speaking.
Well, I just wanted to mention that, you know, sometimes these things are complicated. There's many, many more proposals. So, like bonding, we're just voting on upstairs. There's so many more proposals that are actually in the final package. And you mentioned earlier LCCMR, and I think there was Chair Wagenius the other day mentioned there was 130-some projects, and then finally there was maybe under 50 that were in the final bill. So some don't make the cut. And then I just wanted to mention that I did rate it high, and I remember we had some money that we were moving around at the end and kind of wearing a little Metro bias. I'm sure you remember I moved a little money, I think like $500,000, to Metro Big Rivers because, you know, buying into the flyway concept and that sort of thing. And that was supported by the full council, and we did that. So, you know, it wasn't like a anti-Metro, you know, I mean, everybody supported that, and it was funny how I didn't really know how. I think we moved one project up, and certainly, you know, maybe that was a possibility. If anything, I guess I'd be guilty party for not making an effort to move that up at that point, because I think one project did get moved back into play, and I didn't do that. Although I did move $500,000 and was fully supported into the package, but I find the council. You know, having served on there for 2 years, I really do believe that they were very thoughtful and deliberative. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we we're going to keep repeating this in so many areas, but we just never have enough money and to do many of these good projects. And so it's frustrating in that sense. So thank you for allowing me to. I don't have the fancy words at Senator Cohen, but.
No, it's Mr. Becker's.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Becker.
Yeah. Okay. Representative Freiberg.
Just a question about the scoring chart. There's one highlighted one, green corridors. Is that the lowest ranked project that did get funding? Is that what the fact that it's in boldface means there? Okay. But I mean the Metro, even with the, well, actually maybe because of the wide discrepancy in voting, the Metro Habitat project is only 1.6% below that one, it looks like, cumulatively.
Madam Chair, to correct the record, Green Corridors was not funded.
Oh, okay.
It was the line at which the council stopped hearing projects, and it was the line because the difference between that and the prior project was 4.1 points. And the others above it were tenths of a point, by and large. So it seemed like a natural break, as teachers say when they grade you on the curve.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Madam.
Okay. Yes.
Go ahead.
Ms. Becker.
Madam Chair, it is our objective to have a fair, clear, transparent, open process, and I think we do, and to let the sticks fall where they may. That's what our objective is, and I think that's what we've done.
I want to correct something that might have had some not quite correct interpretation, which is in the first year, the Emerald Ash Borer, even though that did come out of Lessard Sam's outdoor heritage money, it was not a recommendation of the council. It was added on the House floor by Representative Davids, I believe.
Madam Chair, that is correct. So, and in fact, the council did hear it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which I think is relevant to the decision-making process.
Oh. But it wasn't. It was added on the House floor, though.
Madam Chair, that's correct.
Yes. Oh, okay. So the council had heard it and rejected it.
Madam Chair, that's correct.
Okay. Okay. I don't think it was clear from the discussion when I don't think I asked the question quite correctly when I asked if it was. I should have asked who put it into the Lessard Sam's Outdoor Heritage Council proposal. Okay. Are there any other questions?
Yes.
Representative Frager.
I don't remember where I got this, but I do have the actual scoring chart by member, and you weren't actually the – didn't give it – you actually did – were fairly generous to the project. Representative Lilly is, in fact, the highest, though, but –
Where's Senator Ingebrigtsen?
He might be the lowest. but the discrepancy is pretty – you know, is pretty noticeable. Representative Lilly gave it a 90. There's another member who gave it a 29. I mean, to me, that says there's something going on there.
I think, Madam Chair, that it's important just in the short 5 years that we talk about, that there's been differences in where the emphasis is. Somebody talked about we did the Northwoods or Northern Mississippi flyway up, basically the Blandin lands, and of course, obviously, a majority of the funding for those couple of years or a big percentage came out of the Northern Forest. Recently, we've been doing a lot of work in the prairies and the wetlands because we had this terrific leveraging that we got out of the feds, with RIM and that's kind of drying up. So we don't have that great leverage anymore, so there may be a different emphasis in the next couple of years, and I think that's important to understand, too. Whether that's where that happens to be, I don't know.
There was one other person who would get us into a different subject. So, but since Barb Peschel is here from the Clean Water Council.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Is she still here? Oh, no. I know there are a lot of people who want to testify on clean water, and we'll get back to that probably tonight. This was the one name I had in front of me. So let's start with this, and then I think we'll hear from Ms. Peschel, and then I think we're going to recess until 7. I know Senator Cohen told me to say 6:30 because senators will have to be told 6:30 to get here at 7, but I'm going to trust that everyone can be told 7 and get here at 7.
You can tell us.
Okay. I'll be here at 7:30.
Ms. Peschel.
Hi.
Oh, and after we recess, we're in room 123. So, also, thanks to
the
Senate.
As long as you mentioned the recess, Nicole's indicated if we can just, for members and staff,
yes,
just put anything you don't want, they'll throw away, and just put anything you want to keep just in front of your
put it in the folder. How about in the
folders?
In the folder.
Yeah, they'll just move everything.
Okay.
And lastly, Nicole asked that if lobbyists are going to dash in the room and leave stuff, to give them 10, 15 minutes before they so they can organize the room.
Okay. Ms. Peschel.
Good afternoon.
And I pronounce your name properly.
That's okay. It's actually a German name, so it's Peichel. My name is Barb Peichel, and I'm coordinator for the Clean Water Council.
Okay.
Thank you for allowing me to testify. I'm going to pass around our report to the legislature and governor, and again, you can just have them come back here if you already have a copy or you don't want them. So instead of throwing them out, feel free to just set them here. As you know, the Clean Water Legacy Act established the Clean Water Council in 2006. The Clean Water Council purpose is to advise on the administration and implementation of the Clean Water Legacy Act. And in addition, the council is supposed to foster coordination and cooperation between public and private entities. So as you can see, kind of on the first, one of the first pages, I'm going to talk a little bit about the membership of the council, because I think that's important for folks that don't know about the council. It's a 28-member council. It represents, it has folks, the voting members are appointed by the governor, and it represents statewide farm organizations, business organizations, environmental organizations, soil and water conservation districts, watershed districts, county governments, city governments, University of Minnesota, Met Council, townships, tribal governments, nonprofits focused on Minnesota streams and lakes, and statewide hunting organizations and statewide fishing organizations. So as you can see, the voting members of the council that are appointed by the governor are, you know, reflect a very diverse group of organizations that are interested in clean water in the state of Minnesota. The council also has non-voting members, including five of the Clean Water Fund agencies, who you'll hear from later tonight, and also four legislators. Again, council meets monthly. One of the subcommittees that focuses on the budget and outcomes actually meets monthly at a different meeting during every other year. The council actually made recommendations on $191.5 million. So again, your side-by-side that you have of the bill says $185 million, which is what the council had made recommendations for on programs by December 1st, which is the date that it's due. But in January, when the council received the new MMB projections, it actually went back and made recommendations on a further $6.5 million to non-point and point source implementation projects. So if someone does the percentages after I'm done testifying, that may be why there's a discrepancy. Again, the council this time around actually came out with kind of categories or budget priorities. It's the first time the Clean Water Council has done that and said, before we get down into the programs, and again, the council makes recommendations on programs and not projects, the council said, let's step back and let's look at this. And if you kind of turn to the last page of your handout, you'll see that there's a pie chart. And it said, now, if we look at the different programs, if we look at how do we balance how much clean water funding should go to monitoring, planning, research, and implementation, this is the balance that the Clean Water Council agreed to. Some of the members think the orange should be a little bit bigger, orange or tan. Some of it thinks it might be a little bit smaller. But this is what that diverse group, again, that's why I kind of read who all the organizations are, because it took a lot of work for them to come to agreement on this. Now, I'm going to kind of say what it's 12% for each of the following programs: monitoring, 12% for watershed planning, 12% for groundwater and drinking water, 6% for research and tools, and 58% for non-point and point source implementation activities. Now, as you can see, that was a priority for the Clean Water Council. They really feel that on-the-ground actions to achieve maximum clean water improvements is a priority. What we hear at the council from both the groups that the members are representing and from citizens, because this time around, the council did go out and get stakeholder and public input on these recommendations, is we're getting asked, is the water getting cleaner? And I think that's really important. What's the right balance for how these numbers should work? I know people talk about numbers for some of the different articles in this bill, and it's interesting because, you know, this is the balance that the council thinks should be working. So if I round 58% off to 60% of the Clean Water Fund should be for actions that are going to result in cleaner water in the state of Minnesota, 40% for the planning and the monitoring and the research that's going to help us do the appropriate targeting. So 60-40 is really what the council is saying to you all. Is the recommendation. If we look at the House version, the balance would be, if I, you know, again, rounded off, 45% for on-the-ground implementation point non-source.
Madam Chair, I thought we were okay on special orders. There's one bill that can only be our vote. I'll be as quick as I was the last time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys stay here. I'll take care of it.
Well, okay.
I only have like.
Well, why don't you finish what you're saying? But we'll also have you come back tonight.
Okay.
Got out so fast. I didn't want to recess while they were leaving. Why don't you continue?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So again, if I round off the numbers, the balance for that the Clean Water Council makes recommendations on is 60-40 House version's about 45% for non-point-to-point source implementation, 55% for that planning, monitoring, research. And the Senate version is more around, is at 52%, or if I round that, say it's 50-50, but that balance between on-the-ground implementation actions and the work that's going, the monitoring, the planning, and research that's going into doing those actions. So I just wanted to let the committee know that and let members know that, in that comparison, just looking high level, that when folks are asking the council and, you know, is our water getting cleaner, the council thinks that it's really important that we maintain that balance of having more like 60% for on-the-ground implementation. And I can stay for any questions, or if you want to do that later tonight, that's fine.
One of the things we distributed to members is the op-ed piece from one of your members, Jean Merriam, which I'm sure I think all members had this in their packets today. One of the things, he asked for something which looks like it's not happening in the legislature this year, the $6.1 million year increase in state fees. I think we're not getting that. Senator Cohen, if that's coming or not coming?
I think there's talk, I'm sure, of yelling that in general fund in Representative Wagenius's conference committee.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sorry, I don't see the letter.
I think it was inside, sir.
In your folder. Yeah, you can have one. I think tonight we'll probably, and I know there are other people who want to testify about the Clean Water Council, and I think tonight we'll move to that, and we'll also hope that we'll have Representative Wagenius here, because she's far more, the language that we put in our House bill came directly from her, in the House legacy bill, came directly from her Environmental Finance Committee. So I think I'd like to have her present for that. For that discussion. And I think we've decided we just let Ms. Pikel can finish her sentence and then we're going to bring her back tonight for questioning. I think it's kind of time to recess at least until 7 o'clock, if that's okay with members. And I hope we'll continue talking with public testimony from anyone who wants to give it. And maybe if staff can start putting together some of the things that we're in agreement on, maybe we can start seeing if we are, if we can be in agreement on that, and maybe suggest some things that may not be in, that are in one bill or the other bill, that but we think will be easily accepted by the other side. We can look at some things like that. If that's all understood. And reminder, we're in 1:23 when we come back. Meeting recess.
Well, we're getting in good shape here.
I hope it works. What do you want to bet against?
Oh, it will.
Yeah. I mean.
I got one
young lady.
I think you might get some this year.
I don't know if we can do something. No, we're not.
Just fell out of your deal.
We're not going to conclude the whole bill. But boy, if we can get parts of it done, it would be nice.
But you're not going to conclude
it. You need help.
And I'm going to go.